My guest today is Christine Caswell, the owner of Caswell Law, PLLC in Mid-Michigan. We are doing an SBAM member profile of Christine. Well, Christine, the practice of law, I think if you look at the general media, at the way most attorneys are portrayed, it's very seldom portrayed by Hollywood or television as a business. So it seems like you are really doing a service by emphasizing to especially young attorneys that you have to approach it as a money-making business, as a way to, you know, keep yourself up and running as a business operation.
Well, what a lot of young attorneys don't seem to understand is law is not the money-making opportunity that it used to be or how it's portrayed on television at this point. You know, we're saturated with lawyers, especially in the mid-Michigan area. Law practice is being outsourced overseas. You know, we have a lot of international students in law school. And now for the basic administrative work, you can send it to a third world country and have people there do it much more cheaply. We have LegalZoom and so forth. So, you know, if you're thinking you're going to become a lawyer and get rich quick and run your own business, that's not the way it works at this point. But what I appreciate most about what the types of law I do, because I don't deal with certain areas like criminal law, which of course is what's glorified on TV and so forth, I actually like working with my clients. I like dealing with the people. I love helping the seniors and their families who are struggling. I like talking to people who are reviewing contracts for businesses and trying to get, you know, a startup. It's amazing how so many people have a great idea but don't understand all the legal ramifications of what it is they're doing. I just had a lawyer friend who went to a meeting of a business that's closing down that had a great idea, but they didn't know how to send out the annual reports. They didn't keep their shareholders up to date, and they didn't pay their taxes. And that astounds me how many times we'll see a business that looks like it's thriving, and then you'll look in the legal news, which is where tax liens are posted now, and you'll see that this business is $30,000 in debt to the state of Michigan. So you know it's not going to last much longer, despite the fact that there's a huge array of customers going into this business. So, you know, I appreciate the human side of it more than, I think, than a lot of the attorneys glorified on TV. Plus, one of my professors at Cooley mentioned one time that he thinks that the negative image of the law practice started with legal advertising. He thinks it was, you know, a very prestigious career until we started having certain attorneys come out and, you know, tell you you could sue anybody and make lots of money and so forth. And so this is still an honorable profession. I work with a lot of other attorneys who are really concerned about their clients and the welfare of their clients over getting rich or making money, although I know some of your listeners may not believe that, but it really is true.
Well, Christine, what do you see as the value for you in being involved with your community, being involved in associations like the Small Business Association of Michigan?
Well, I've always been interested in economic development and, you know, business in the community. Even before I started writing for Chris Holman, I was involved in other projects that promoted Lansing area businesses and ideas. It's important to the community to keep growing and developing, and to obviously, as technology keeps ramping up, to stay up with the times and what we're offering. But I also, you know, see it as a way of networking with other people, to support other people, to learn from them what they're doing. I always tend to buy local when I can. I give Christmas gifts to my clients, and pretty much everything they get in there is from a local business owner because I want to support the people here, because that's what keeps my community thriving. That's what keeps my community having a tax base. And that's what keeps people here who will come to me if they have a healthy community. And they said, it isn't just about me, though. I just want to see the community thrive overall because this is my hometown.
Christine, how do our listeners find out more about the great work you do at Caswell Law?
Say, well, there are a couple of ways. Of course, I actually have two websites, but they're connected. There's, you know, the Caswell Law, PLLC.com, which is CASWELLPLLC.com. And then there is Caswell, you know, Business Law at, CaswellBusinessLaw.com. Which also discusses the small business issues and small business startups. But like I said, if you get to one, you can link to the other because they're tied in. But because I have two very different markets, I have two different websites, two different sets of cards, because I understand the importance of talking to a specific audience as far as my services.
I've been profiling today Christine Caswell, the owner of Caswell Law, PLLC in Mid-Michigan. Christine, thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you, Michael.
You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.